From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Okay, here we go, hour two of our little show. We'll have the podcast up in a couple of hours. Don't forget, over 2,500 podcasts available, OneRadioNetwork.com. So turn on your friends and go on Facebook, Patrick Timpone, the Facebook page, or the One Radio Network one. Use the Patrick Timpone one. We put some a few things up there, and if you like it, and I don't know how that works, but it kind of flashes it around the world and stuff like that. And helps to spread the word of what we do here. And we appreciate you joining us. Thanks for your support over 2018. It was a great year. We did fine and just had a good time and was able to make a living doing this, which is pretty cool when you think about it. Well, during the first part of the year, it's always fun to kind of look back and then look forward. And we thought it'd be fun to talk to Adranus. Adranus is this other than earthly being, and Brad Johnson will tell you who Adranus is and where he is and what does he do for a living and where he lives. And Brad Johnson is with us, and he channels this other than earthly being, Adranus. Mr. Johnson, good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Patrick. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, happy new year.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, yeah. Where does Brad keep your body? Where do you hang out? What part of the world?
Oh yeah, I'm back in Vancouver, in British Columbia, Canada. So I actually just recently moved here a couple months ago. So I was on the nice little island that we have here in BC called Vancouver Island. I was up around the Mid Island area there. I was staying there for a few months, and then I just kind of got the call to come back to the mainland because there's going to be a lot of teaching work I'm going to be doing. Holding classrooms and holding events locally. So I've been doing that the past couple of months, and I'm actually just starting to roll out a brand new business as well, too. It's called Awoken TV, and that's going to be kind of like a video on demand TV platform, kind of like Netflix, but for spirituality.
Oh, Awoken TV. Awoken or Awoke?
Yeah, Awoken TV.
Oh, Awoken TV. Maybe I can put some of my soul, mind, body kind of stuff up there too. That'd be fun.
That'd be great. Yeah, absolutely. We'll be looking for lots and lots of teachers.
Awoken TV. That's a good name. That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Brad, how did you come to channel Adranus?
Well, it all started back in 2008. People can really look into the full deep story if they go onto my website. You just go onto the About page about Brad Johnson. But in a nutshell, it started back in 2008. I was really into channeling. I wanted to write a book about the extraterrestrial presence, about what was really going on. And I started doing research online. And a lot of my research just led to my fascination with channeling. So I just started to explore channeling. I went into, firstly, meditation. I started to learn how to meditate. I never did meditation before that time, and I was just fascinated by the idea of connecting to other beings through meditation. So I did that firstly. I was able to get downloads that were coming through me as I'd go to sleep at night, and I'd wake up the next morning knowing things I didn't know before. And so over time, I started to bring in the channeling state. I started to learn from many other psychics and intuitives and other channels as well about how they channel, how they connect to beings as well. And so I was able to kind of create my own practice. And I did what's known as channeled writing. And that's basically how Adranus came about. He came by around December of 2008. So I've been channeling him now for over 10 years. And he's just basically said, Brad, I'm a future version of you. 297 years in the future, I've come back at this time to assist in your development of spiritual evolution. And the way our contract works is that as you spiritually evolve, others will spiritually evolve with you. Is this something that you'd want to do? So I was very, very excited about this, and I just started to begin channeling with him. And I was just at a point in my life where all of this was basically happening at once. I was going through such an acceleration, and I just went out to my my balcony and on my house, and I just started to look up at the stars and say, okay, guys, I have to make sure this is real. I'm not going crazy here, because everything here feels like it's happening at once. Can anyone just kind of show themselves just to let me know that you're out there? And about 5 to 10 seconds later, this star wiggled out of the sky and just shot right across the sky.
Really?
And was lasting there for about 20 seconds, I would say. My ex-wife was also seeing it when she was out in the balcony as well, too. So that was all the confirmation I needed. I knew that I asked for that question. I asked for that request. And they showed themselves. So that was really all I needed for me to say, okay, this is real. I'm going to commit to it. And so that's been my journey since 2008.
So that was that was Adranus actually in some kind of a craft to show you that? That's what that was?
You could say, yeah, not really a craft, but mainly his own energy in that sense. It's kind of like there's many different things that revolve around it. It certainly was Adranus in that way. But the star craft in that sense could be like a light body or a light ship in that way. And so that's basically what's happening, is a star just wiggles out of the sky and just shoots right across the sky. And it was just sitting there, you know, just like as one of the stars in the sky, all of a sudden it just came out of the sky, right? It just wiggled out of the sky and then just started to shoot across the sky. So yeah, I guess the best thing I could put it as would be like a light ship. I've never really gotten full 100% clarity on what it was really in that way, other than it was, you know, a sign from Adranus and from other that are working with him that we're real, we're here, and you're not going crazy.
It is real. Your website is newearthteachings.com.
That's right, yeah.
New Earth Teachings. I have a good friend of mine who actually, I think, introduced me to you, who I've known for about 35 years, who he's one of the most aware souls that I know of on the planet.
Good.
And and he's down in Bolivia right now, and he's working with a certain group of other than earthly beings, and you know, it's real. I mean, they're helping him to bring stuff out, and it's amazing. I know it sounds a little why we have our tinfoil hat on, but there are other than earthly beings that really are here to help.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot that's happening on our planet that we just do not even possibly conceive of. There's a lot that's happening here. There's extraterrestrial beings that live on Earth. There's beings that have been here for thousands and thousands of years that have basically just lived among the population. So we have, you could say, extraterrestrials above the skies and walking upon our Earth as well, too, as well as beings living inside our Earth. So there's a lot that's happening on our planet that we're just not aware of. We very much contain ourselves in this month, you know, this daily basis,
right,
of life here, and we're completely unaware of a lot of the connections from other realms of consciousness that are actually surrounding us everywhere.
Well, Reg, as you know, most folks, God love them, they're having a hard enough time just dealing with, you know, planet Earth stuff, right? Kids and school and drugs and, you know, and their health and whatever, politics and all the nonsense that's going on. And so for them to take the leap to say, you know, I understand why they, you know, my friend was telling me that down there in Bolivia, way down in, that there's mining operations going on underneath the Earth as well. What are they mining for? Do you have any idea?
Yeah, there's mining operations. Some of them will mine for precious ores as well. Some of them will. Some of it can also be for, who knows, scientific purposes as well too. There's a lot of agendas that are happening underground as well. Some of these pockets of areas within the planet are basically operating at a higher density. So basically they would be operating within their own dimensions as well too. So a lot of it can be ore mining, a lot of it can be maybe extracting of organic materials, some of it can be research or scientific related. So yeah, there's a lot going on. It all just depends really upon the type of species that is doing this and what their agendas are altogether. But yeah, I mean, it's quite common. We do have mining races in that way. And again, a lot of them really enjoy the precious ores because they're able to synthesize a lot of these ores into light, and they're actually able to ingest it. So some of them will actually use it for food purposes.
Really?
So it all depends in regards to the type of beings that we're talking about. And again, like I said, what their purposes are.
Talk a little bit about that idea that you I guess you received it telepathically while your body was sleeping, or you explain about, Adriana said he was your future you 300 years from now?
Yeah, that's how it started out. He connected to me in that way. I was doing, again, what's known as channeled writing. It's kind of like you're just taking a notebook and you're writing things inspirationally in that way.
Right.
And that's how I've always channeled him. He's never really, quote unquote, taken over my body and me doing involuntary movements or anything like that. That's a type of channeling. That's just not a type of channeling that I do. It's more inspirational. So it's like you feel the sensation to write and then you start writing. And so that's basically how he communicated through me. And he just said that I am a future version of you 297 years in the future. So at this particular point, he exists in a higher density. So we basically have density planes. And the third density to which we exist right now is the most solid plane. It's the most physical. It's the most dense. Then we move up into the fourth density plane where there's a little bit more lighter. It's basically connecting more to the astral plane. And then when we're going into the fifth density, we're moving up kind of into that higher astral plane. And that's kind of where he was residing at that time, is that he was residing in the fifth density. And now as I connected with him, I took a break from Adranus around 2012 for a couple of months. Just to kind of focus on my own internal work as well. And then when I brought him back in, he was actually appearing as a sixth density being instead of a fifth density. So that just shows that I made a quantum leap myself, and that he was able to make a quantum leap, and I was able to connect to a deeper version of him, again, in the sixth density plateau, where he went from a being 297 years in the future to, again, this kind of light consciousness that's estimated to be about 70 to 78,000 years within our future. So there was a very large leap as it was to communicate with him and the intelligence that he was able to share in that perspective.
Hmm. And if we take the position, which I do, that there is only now, and I can't prove it, but I know that that's true. There just is now. Yeah. That's it. That, you know, all of this kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, a lot of the scientists now are starting to realize that the past and the future in that sense are all just simultaneously happening. So it's taken them thousands of years to catch up, but it's basically a lot of the mystics, the masters, have always been saying this, you know, for thousands and thousands of years, saying there is no past, there is no future. They're all happening at the same time, because all there is one infinite moment. You've never experienced anything beyond this moment.
Yeah.
This moment is always now, so there is nothing else. So this, again, is the idea of us thinking of a past and the future. That's all just parts of memory. So when we're looking at the future, it represents possible memory. And what we're looking at in the past, we're looking at something that may have happened, but again, we're recalling it now. So we've never actually experienced it yesterday or tomorrow. It's always just been this one infinite now moment.
Pretty trippy when you think about it, and isn't it? And also that it's always going to be. I mean, we're just not going to die.
That's right. Yeah, we are immortal beings, infinite beings. And reality can just be far greater than what we're perceiving it to be on this planet. It's like a lot of people who feel like they have their 9-to-5 jobs and they're working like crazy and they're stressed out, etc. Our world's about to get much larger, right? And it's the whole idea of this old paradigm system about working 9-to-5 and trying to do all these things is archaic, right? And so this is basically why there's such a chaos going on right now, because it's the universe saying, you guys got to get out of this system. This system is not going to be around for much longer. It's all falling apart. Get out of the system. Start living your lives naturally. Go into an area of life that you feel compelled to explore, because your world is going to get a lot bigger. We're going to eventually be sharing our planet with other civilizations. You know, the aspect of extraterrestrial disclosure isn't too far away either. So, you know, with a lot of things that Trump has shared relating to the Space Force here in 2020 is going to be a huge disclosure, right? There's going to be a lot of stuff that's going to be coming through that. So over the next couple of years, we're going to have some really shocking benchmark times with humanity, and our world is going to get a lot bigger. So get out of these particular phases that you know don't serve you. Start honoring and valuing who you are, and follow something that you know is to your heart. Start following your heart. Just listen to your heart. Do what your heart is saying, rather than feeling that you have to live by a survival-based ego, because that's not going to get you anywhere.
Yeah. It feels like in my work, and I'm writing as well, that it's more and more about understanding this idea that since it is just now, Brad Johnson, that we are instantly manifesting our experience now, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
All the time.
Yep. Just one now moment. That's
one
it.
Now.
That's all it is.
All the time.
And all we're doing is we're just aligning to different perspectives. It's like you're looking at a void, and all this void has an infinite amount of dots, and all of these dots are vantage points. And so you're just switching from one vantage point to another, to another, to another, to another, to another.
Yeah.
But it's all happening at the same time. So it's all of these frames that we're experiencing. But again, everything relating to the now really is just one static frame. It's our own continuity of consciousness. It's our own mind that takes those frames and allots them and puts them together in this stream of flow that we call continuity. So we're going through this dynamic flow through the mind, and it's basically attempting to show us about ourselves. So it's a technology, really. We're projectors. That's really what we are. We're like a film projector. And we're running all of these strips of film through ourselves to get an idea about what we vibrationally attach to, what we're connected to, what we're attracted to, what we repel. And then we're broadcasting that on the outside screen that we call external reality. So the inner reality is the causal realm. The outer reality is the effect realm. So basically, a lot of people try to play with the effect realm, the outside realm,
right,
and try and change things out here. It's not going to do anything, right? You have to change yourself from within. That's what makes all the difference.
Because the original cause, divine spirit, or whatever you want to call it, God, that's the original cause of anything. So if we're using the effects of something, which is right stuff that we create, it's a hard way to do it, isn't it? We're just trying the tail, kind of trying to change the beginning.
Of course, yeah. Because again, we're trying to bend the projector screen and say maybe if I turn it this way, the image will change. So, no, it's not. All you're going to do is distort the image.
Yeah.
But you can't change that image. The projector is the one that's broadcasting it. So you have to go inside the projector. You have to go within, and you need to look at the frames that you're broadcasting. Change the vantage point. Change the carousel, and now you'll be able to look at an entirely different film. So this is again, it's from within the greatest changes happen. It's never without. Without is the greatest illusion there is. It's just an effect realm.
It's just the effect out here. And so more and more, as you probably know, more and more people in the health realm that we are allotted in One Radio Network, we're really seeing this, and they're talking about it. And we're seeing that, you know, just going outside, taking this, taking that, even whether it be natural or whatever, is still just working on the effect, and it's not working on the cause.
That's right. Yeah, because the cause is truly an internal thing. It's something that you have to notice. It's your core self. And there's medicines, there's natural vitamins,
yeah,
and there's all
help.
These other different things that you can take.
They help.
And it can certainly help. It helps the body, right? That's the whole idea.
Right.
But you have to see yourself more as the body. You have to see yourself truly as spirit. And that spiritual healing requires your attention. It's working together with your emotions. It's working with your mental states. It's bringing complete and total inner clarity to yourself. That's something that a medicine can't do. So again, when we're looking at all these medicines, they're great for the body. But when we're working with our own core processes, our own core ideals, that's something that is a spiritual process. And we have to work on that through ourselves, emotionally, spiritually, mentally as well.
Yeah, well said, Brad. And one of the ways we kind of put it around here, Brad, is the idea that these things, they do help, and they'll help you feel better, right? While you're, and if you can feel better and have more energy and more clarity and be able to sleep and go to the bathroom and all that stuff, it helps you to dig in spiritually. So they are valuable, but they're just tools.
Well, yeah, like I said, it's like changing a car. It's like fixing up a vehicle.
Right.
You want to have a good tune-up, right? If you're driving an old beater and it's ready to break down, then of course it's going to cause a lot of frustration. But the whole idea is if you're taking good care of your body, you're treating it well, you're caretaking it, everything is being treated well with your body, you're going to feel good because now your body feels great, right? But the whole idea is that you want to work with yourself in advancing yourself spiritually, right? The physical body isn't going to evolve you spiritually, right? It's going to help you to follow the journey to allow yourself to connect from within, right? The body is just a physical anchor. It's a physical device. So the more that we're taking good care of it, the more receptive we can be. It's like adjusting an antenna so that you can receive your spiritual signal. So you're taking good care of your body to adjust your spiritual antenna to connect with yourself and start working and advancing yourself. So again, you're working with the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual body, and all of these bodies are just like our physical body, but they have different realities contained to them. So basically, we tune into an emotional body, and it's a very, very different realm than what we understand as a physical body realm. We're looking into emotional aspects. We can start creating visions or ideas or landscapes or any other particular form of stimuli that's helping us to understand exactly what we're going through emotionally. The same thing goes with the mental body, right? They're all different body complexes existing in these different dimensional realms that are in sync together with our physical body. Because without the spirit, the body's nothing, right? The body just lays there limp. It's like a dead puppet. So the whole idea is that you're the one that's operating this vehicle. Yes, take good care of that vehicle. Eat healthy, exercise, absolutely do all of that. But you also want to make sure that you're not obsessing over the body. You're not making it, in that sense, your 100% priority, right? Really bring it together and mix it together by working with your emotions, your mentality, your spirit. That's what's going to evolve you. You know, your body is a temporary thing. It's an impermanent thing. So again, like I said, just give it its basic needs and start working together with the higher levels of consciousness, because that's what's going to advance you. That's what's going to move you into different planes of reality, is when you start working with your inner being and you magnificently change your life by doing so.
Yeah, good job. Brad Johnson's here. What do you say, Brad? We do a couple commercials and you bring in Adranas and we'll ask him some questions and see what he sees from his vantage point, wherever that is. And then also we can invite the listeners to come in and they can ask questions too, email.
That sounds good.
Okay, Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. Brad Johnson, he's going to bring on Adranas channel, and you can ask a question, Patrick at OneRadioNetwork.com. And let's do this kind of thing that'll help you feel better. Here's a short clip with Wayne Blakely, the Living Streams guy. Listen to this.
Everything you eat converts to a fake, F-A-K-E, fake calcium molecule. That's what causes plaque.
Oh, so that's what causes the calcium plaque. down up in your arteries.
That's why we have plaque all over our body. That's exactly why.
So if we don't have the proper probes in our small intestines and large,
right,
it produces a fake, which is a form of calcium that goes in the wrong spot.
And we can't absorb it. It's unabsorbable.
Right, but that's how it ends up in the arteries.
Exactly. Body pulls that up as an amino acid, but it's a calcium. It's fake. In other words, everything you eat converts to a fake calcium molecule. When I finished this research, I was dead serious about it. I'm dead serious about this. I could not understand why Americans were alive.
Oh, you mean after seeing the way this works? And
right, how it works. Why a male at 25 years old has enough plaque in their body to have a heart attack.
Wow. And as you know, a lot of the calcium ends up in the brain as well. So these probes are very important, according to research, and Wayne's done a lot of it. Is this one of the major keys to calcification? It appears so. We'll see. Living Probiotics, many to choose from in our store on OneRadioNetwork.com. Well, I'm doing more and more of these, guys, and I love it. So many good things are happening in these probiotics. Also, there's a whole, you know, planet Earth, as we keep creating more and more issues, like the latest and greatest of the last few years is what they call SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And we don't get all wrapped up in all these things, and you know, as you know, but there's a lot of consensus that this, especially if you have taken some antibiotics, that this small intestine can just get this bacterial overgrowth in there. And that causes problems where it ferments in the small intestine and can back up and cause issues with heartburn, acid reflux, and all kinds of stuff. And Sandy Rideout talked about it. You can take the Bifido and the Bifido 2, especially the Bifido 2 with Wayne Blakely in our store, and put that in your ear. 2 or 3 drops in both ears a couple times a day. And I've been doing it for about a week. And I really feel like there's something, good things are happening. I guess we probably all have a little bit of this bacterial overgrowth going on. I don't know. I mean, I'm just making this up. I have no idea what I'm talking about, but you know that. But anyway, it's an interesting concept, and you might want to try some Bifido 2 in your ear, or he says you can put any of these products when you do the Bifido-2 in your ear, it bypasses the stomach acid, goes right to the small intestines, and you can use the Bifido by mouth. It doesn't get a lot of the Bifido in there because of the stomach acid, but it gets the yttrium, which is in Bifido, the basic Bifido product, and it's a key ingredient to help the body absorb a lot more nutrients. So the Bifido and the Bifido-2 are two of the ones you might want to play with Wayne Blakely, Living Streams Probiotics in our store.
Starving for vitality, we're turning to energy drinks, stimulants, and pharmaceuticals to try to improve our focus, increase our metabolism, rescue our sex drive, and adapt to the stresses of modern day living. Each year, an elk sheds its impressive antlers, regenerating an even larger set the following year. These velvet antlers have been a revered traditional medicine for thousands of years. Elk antler harnesses the adaptogenic and highly regenerative growth factors from this natural and ethical resource into a concentrated, bioavailable extraction. Its revitalizing effects span bone, muscle, and nerve support, improve metabolism, cellular repair, sexual potency, anti-inflammation, vascular strengthening, and hormone production. Humanely harvested from free-range U.S. elk, extracted in organic alcohol, and protected in Miron glass, our elk antler is available in three strengths to restore your vitality at any level.
Elk Velvet Antler is available at all Sir Thrival links on OneRadioNetwork.com. You get pine pollen, colostrum, and the new digestive bitters, and Adronis is coming up.
When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to
This is Patrick Timpone. Happy New Year, January 3rd, 2019. And OneRadioNetwork.com. If you'd like to ask Adronis a question, he's now here. And you can do it, Patrick, at OneRadioNetwork.com. Adronis, Patrick Timpone here. Good morning.
Well, it's Brad here. Actually, I'm just going to go ahead and go into the state right now to bring him through. So that'll just take a minute here.
Okay.
And I'll go ahead and bring him in now.
Okay.
So here we go. Terra Sol Star At this time, we bid you greetings and thank you very much for the opportunity of this interaction today. I am Adronis of Sirius. We say hello to Patrick. How may we assist you today?
Well, hello there. Is it even proper to say to a soul like you, wherever you are, I mean, how are you? Do you have a bad day, Adronis?
Well, we don't really have bad days, no, because really the whole idea is that we do not describe through polarity the aspect of days because we've never experienced a day. And here's the thing, you've never actually experienced a day either. Because all you've ever experienced is the one infinite now moment, just as you've been talking about before. So we do not have calendars, as you have calendars. Again, it is not about the aspect of a daily schedule. Such a thing does not exist in our reality. And again, truthfully, it does not exist in yours. It's the idea of a man-made creation.
Do you have a body that you can see?
We certainly do, yes. We have what you would know as a body of light, and that this body itself is able to project itself in any particular form of agreed upon form. So we do have a previous structure to what you would understand that is human-like, just as yours, is that we would appear as what you would know commonly to what you would refer to as Nordics. So what you would know in that sense is blonde hair, blue-eyed people, Caucasian skin, or in that sense a little bit more of a deeper pink pigmentation, pink to goldish in that way, and that we, again, once existed upon a planet that once was the, shall we say, homestead of our race, but we now exist as a totality consciousness existing within the star of Sirius. And so therefore, it's not just looking at a ball of light to us, it is another reality. To you, it appears as a star.
Uh-huh. And what's your relationship to a soul like Patrick?
Well, our relationship to all of you, not just Patrick, right, but to all of you in that sense, is that you're extended family. He would say, is that you share our genetics. Part of our genetic material is part of your race. And so when you're looking at Patrick in that sense, yes, it basically represents what you could consider to be an old friend. And so the whole idea here is that we connect to many of you and we feel a connection to your higher self. And again, we feel that friendship, that love, that family connection, not just through you, but through many. So there are those in that sense that connect to our energy and have a rapport with us. And that's because there is a notable karmic relationship between that person and ourselves.
And the karmic relationship is what?
Basically, we would say is that you volunteered to come here to assist, to work with the earth, to help out other people, to work together with healing agendas in that particular way. Helping others in that sense to attain good health, being able to be a messenger for the people. There again has been lifetimes where you have done this previously, where you have been a spokesperson, where you have been in that sense involved with the church, where you have also in that sense been a helpful neighborhood preacher, you could say, and being able to visit family and basically help them with prayer. And being able to, in that sense, help them to lead healthy lives. So this is something that you have been doing for generations.
Where is Sirius? Is it a physical and or is it on another astral plane?
It is the brightest star within your night sky. We exist approximately 8 light years in your term of measurement from your own star. And so basically, as you would know, as the dog star would represent that of Sirius A, existing within the Canis Major constellation.
Hmm. There must be lots and lots of life in all the different. I mean, there's cabillions of solar systems, isn't there?
Yes, you have no idea.
I mean, come
on. And that idea about how much life exists. It's teeming with life. The universe is filled with life. Even when you're looking at the microscopic realm, you're looking at life. Mm-hmm. So from the microcosm to the macrocosm, life is everywhere. It does not always have to be the two-legged, two-armed, one-head perspective. Life exists everywhere in all forms. It is all around you, on Earth and beyond it.
It's been said throughout the eons here, Adranus, on planet Earth, that this is a kind of a special place because it is a perfect schoolroom for soul to kind of buffer off its rough edges. Do you see that as Earth being that kind of a place?
Well, that's the idea of what Earth has volunteered herself to do, because in order for her to grow and to adapt, she needed to move into a density that was in alignment to actually bringing about humanity on her surface. So humanity in that sense is part of a graduation for herself. She's getting used to the idea of having humans on her planet that, are, again, were created from her own material. And of course, souls occupying these bodies from all over, from many different dimensions, many different other realities, different worlds, different star systems, different densities, coming here, putting on these suits, and therefore operating together as this unique species. Now, we have talked about humanity being one of the most advanced races there is, simply because of the genetics that you hold. You are basically what we would refer to as contrast surfers, or gods in training. And what that means is that humanity is the only race that is able to surf to the extremes of emotion and emotional contrast than any other particular race in existence.
Really?
That's how powerful you are.
Really?
So, humanity has the full rainbow spectrum of experience and expression at their disposal.
So is it a fair statement to, in your experience, Adranus, that the souls listening to us right now, either live here this morning, January 3rd, or on a podcast, they might be, can we say, a little bit more aware or evolved than they think they are, and they've earned a place here on this special planet?
We would say that all of you are more special than you believe you are. None of you are excluded from that idea. Some are well ahead in that understanding because they've been working upon themselves diligently, and some are just discovering this. Of course, it is not a race, but it's the idea that all of you will evolve to these fundamental understandings about how powerful you are at some appropriate moment. And so again, that will come for all of you.
Well, how is the collective consciousness of a planet with the souls? How does it work with an individual soul listening to this podcast? Talk a little bit about the dynamics of that, and can the collected consciousness of these various souls have an impact on the other souls who may be more expanded than they are? Does that make sense? The question.
Well, you have to understand that this is all a web, and that a web connects all points of itself back to the center. And so therefore, the aspect of Earth herself is just a web that is connected to a microcosm of the macrocosm. Then again, humanity itself is part of the planetary web connected to the microcosm of the macrocosm. And of course, there's the animal kingdoms, the plant kingdoms, the mineral kingdoms, the elemental kingdoms in that sense, the bacterial kingdoms, all part of this cosmic web that therefore connect together with each other. So what an individual, as you term it, is experiencing is that they are therefore moving into the precipice of understanding how they connect to everything and how everything connects together with them, and how it reaches the idea of a lucidity between that person and their own collective. Now, even there are, shall we say, 5 billion plus of you upon this planet, you create your own collectives. So the whole idea is that everything is vantage point. So when you are therefore creating your perspectives here in reality, you are bringing about your own unique facet of what you know the collective consciousness of Earth to be. So you see it in a certain way. Another person will see it in a certain way. None of you will ever have identical vantage points, because some of you, again, or shall we say all of you, are standing in many different platforms of reality, to looking at the Earth, at yourselves, at each other, at the universe from these unique vantage points. So the aspect in that sense of the actions of the one is like a gear that is turning, and again, it is corresponding together with other gears. So it is all just one big gigantic machine, is that the gear that you are that starts to turn ever so slightly will start to maneuver together with other gears, and everything is just turning together, whether slowly or quickly, to the idea that each and every single one of you are placing thoughts. And as you're placing thoughts, these thoughts basically go into the garden bed of reality. As they go into the garden bed of reality, they start to work together in blossoming, prospering themselves, and Earth becomes the vibrational frequency of the thought forms, of the feeling energies that humanity itself creates, because humanity is a God race. That's its nature. So therefore, all other particular forms of life really bow to humanity on your planet, because humanity has the energy of God essence. This is why we call you gods in training. You are literally gods.
So you spoke of the Earth as a she, and so the Earth would be considered a state of consciousness or soul itself?
The Earth is a womb. That's really what she is. Huh. She's a womb of life. So basically, in that sense, as she is a womb of life, all life upon her surface, in that sense, has come into being, has come into fruition. Everything is able to feed together with itself. So everything here has everything it needs to be provided. And again, that's part of being the, shall we say, species that is occupying this cosmic womb, this planetary womb that you know as Gaia, Sophia, Earth, Terra. Yes.
Hmm. Do you think that humans are in fact affecting the weather in a way on Earth, that it's warming, this thing called man-made global warming. Can you talk a little bit
you're affecting the climate all the time. Mm-hmm. That's basically how this works, is that heavy emotional duress on a collective level is actually what generates hurricanes. It's what generates floods. Huh. It's what generates earthquakes. It's what generates volcanoes. The earth is attempting to purge out much of the intense heavy emotions that have been going through the collective consciousness now for many thousands and thousands of years. So therefore, the aspect of the effects of weather is all pointing back to collective consciousness intent through thoughts and through feelings altogether. Yes.
Oh, so you're saying that the changes that we may be seeing, extremes here and there, are more about the spiritual state of consciousness of the souls rather than burning up maybe carbon and putting it up in the atmosphere.
It's not about the aspect of technicality. Again, if all you're looking at is technicality, you're missing the point.
Yeah, you're looking at the effect.
The whole idea here, in that sense, is being able to look at the power of emotions. Uh-huh. It is the emotions that collectively, in that sense, create this stew of the world that represents the aspect of dynamic weather structure that take place upon your planet. What you call as climate change is a natural phenomenon. This is not the first time it's been happening on your planet. It's been happening many other times within your ancient past throughout different ages that have come and gone. There have been times where you've had absolutely no ice caps whatsoever. You've had no particular form of ice sheets contained in the northern or southern poles, and in that sense, your world has never flooded. This is not, in that sense, a rare phenomenon. It is not new. What you are experiencing upon your planet has happened before many times. Hmm.
Generally, on Earth, can you talk about the idea that we maybe create these challenges in our bodies, in our political systems, in our financial system? Do you see it so we can grow and leap over those challenges? Is that
That's what you're doing.
Is that what
you're
we're
putting
doing?
A hurdle in your way to see if you can jump over it. So it's like looking at your track and field. You put these hurdles and saying, well, I'm going to set the bar this high, mm-hmm. and I'm going to see if I can leap over it. And the hurdles represent these particular systems, your financial systems, your political systems, your educational systems, etc. So all of these systems, in that sense, are hurdles to humanity, because humanity are the ones that put up these hurdles. Humanity are the ones that were able to put these certain people in power. It was all through quiet obedience. And so therefore, you were so committed through the idea of you being programmed to think that somebody has to take care of you, that you let these people walk in and take advantage of all of you. So the whole idea in that sense is that humanity has placed themselves in this situation. Humanity is now realizing what they're creating. They realize they can now run around this track and field without any hurdles. So you're now going to work to take these hurdles down and therefore reapply your systems that represent inequality, a fairness, a connection together with all of you so that you can thrive and prosper.
But is Earth, do you think it's dharma, if you will, to become a kind of a paradise in a sense? I mean, isn't it?
It already is a paradise. It already is that.
Right.
It's been a paradise since its inception. The whole idea in that sense is humanity is looking to get along together with the Earth, because here's the thing about humanity. Humanity is not indigenous to this planet. The souls that occupy these bodies are travelers. You're a cosmic race. You don't even really belong on Earth. You're visitors. You're here for a temporary amount of time to help in the elevation of consciousness to bring the Earth from one density into another. You're helping to restore her so that she reaches a particular form of graduation. And once that graduation commences, you continue to work together with each other to therefore become a star-bound race. And you will therefore go to other planets and do the same thing there once you have matured.
So do you think there's a limit of the amount of souls and bodies that can inhabit Earth?
Well, that basically is the idea from your current population aspect, yes. But the whole idea is that there is, shall we say, a waiting queue for other souls that want to come here, because guess what? Earth is one of the most exciting places in all of the universe right now to come to, because there's nothing else like it, because of humanity that is upon this planet and how everything is associating together with humanity. So many beings are just looking from an observation window down at you and saying, these humans are extremely fascinating. We've never experienced a race like this before. Mm. It is very, very amazing how they voluntarily entangle themselves in a web, complain about it, because they're the ones that actually put them there in the first place, and then they're able to break free afterwards. This is fascinating. we never knew such a race like this could exist.
Oh.
So in that sense, it is very much the idea that you are being teachers unconsciously to many other races that are observing you so that they now know what not to do by observing humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. If you have an email question for Adranus of the star Sirius, you can email in patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Here is an email question for you, Adranus, from Patricia. How can I access or realize the spiritual issue causing this painful disease I have been manifesting for the past 7 years? I don't know how much more I can physically tolerate and make it so hard to focus on spiritual aspects of my disease.
All right. Well, again, it all depends upon the disease in question. But when you're looking at a disease in that sense, a disease doesn't just spring up. It's not just going to all of a sudden pop into your body. This is something that has been built up for many, many years. So the aspect of a disease to get this severe has taken years of growth to actually happen. So in that sense, depending upon the disease that you're referring to, it is something that has been bred through the idea of bodily neglect. The whole idea is that when you're evolving yourself spiritually, everything is spirit. So, therefore, you're taking care of everything that you are, and that includes the body. You're working with your body. So what that means is that you're eating healthy. Again, as we stated, you can look into the aspect of exercise. You can look into the idea of taking healthy vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
We even recommend a book as well, too, that has been well received, and that is referring to that of the Medical Medium book. And you can also look into that, for the aspect of information in there was channeled through spirit. So that would be something that you could look towards. But the whole idea really is being able to take care of your body, is to clean out the organs, is to work together with your nervous system, your glandular system, your lymphatic systems, clearing out all the gunk, eating as organically as you can, and taking care of the body, making it shine in that way. When you're working together with your spiritual nature, you have to be aware of your karma, because here's the thing. Many of you aren't even aware of the karma that you carry, because basically in that sense, you have contained yourself in so much stress and so much distraction and so much tension, you don't actually realize the aspect of the karma that you carry within yourselves. And that the aspect of this disease has to do with a very low self-esteem of oneself, where they don't see themselves in value. They're too distracted in being able to feel all these hardships that they place upon themselves by looking at others. And by putting so much energy of distress upon themselves, the body becomes a state of overreacting. And through this overreaction comes the aspect of stagnation. Through this stagnation comes through the aspect of atrophy. So we would suggest to Patricia, work on your liver. Clear your liver as best as you can. And the more that you're able to detoxify your liver, the more that your body is able to function more properly and combat these particular viruses. And spiritually, in that sense, it's all telling you, pay attention to yourself. Spend more time within yourself. Spend more time in nature. Connect with yourself. Connect with the divinity, the heart within yourself. Because again, it is this very neglect and state of rejection that has actually prevented yourself from expanding further. So this is what needs to be paid attention to.
Adranus, so much has talked about the subconscious kind of controlling things. My experience is that we can bring all of this up to the surface and it's not subconscious anymore, and then we can pick and choose what we want to, what our reality is. Can you give some ideas to our listeners on how they can uncover some of the maybe the unconscious stuff that is running things for them that they don't know about?
Well, here's the idea. The unconscious is a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the idea of something that is beyond your reach. The whole idea is that here's the thing also. The conscious self really is, in this way, the best way we could say, dumb. And so when you actually start to get past your conscious self and you actually start to move more into what you term as or the unconscious, you're making the known unknown known. So basically the whole idea is that you're putting all of your aspect of decision forward. What you're basically attempting to do is completely phase out choice altogether within your reality. When a person is able to talk to their body, to form a relationship with their body, to talk to their organs, to talk to their heart, their body forms a relationship together with that person, that soul. The soul, in that sense, now starts to form a relationship with their environment. So everything within themselves is like a relationship. It's no more different than how you have a relationship with your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your partner, your children, etc. you're forming a relationship with your body. You're forming a relationship with your mind. You're forming a relationship with your environment. Therefore, as you form a relationship, the relationship through those bodies will tell you everything because you formed a relationship with it. So therefore, you're imagining as if this tracing of a line that represents a path to your true self unfolds and it appears before you. All you have to do is take your feet and start walking down that path. It does not have to be the aspect of a choice debate anymore, because choice is an antidote to the idea of confusion. So when a person is confused, they feel that they have to make choice as a means of remedying it. But that doesn't mean that the choice is always going to lead to the quote-unquote right answer for them. In fact, they may bump into a wall or two while they decide to make that choice, because what they're doing is they're functioning together in a state of randomness. Many of you make choices based upon the idea of, shall we say, split-second decisions, or the feeling of haste, or the feeling of fear, or again, the feeling of ego. And so this is why you're bumping into walls. When you form a relationship with the body, which means that through love, through compassion, you're connecting with your body. You're going inside and you're feeling what it's like to be every one of your organs. You're feeling what it's like to be your cellular system. You're feeling what it's like to be your thoughts, just to be one single thought, being able to become your mind. And so now you're forming symbiotic relationship with everything that your bodies are telling you about yourself. Now you can communicate with them, and they therefore blaze a trail for you. You start walking this trail, and now you start following a path that's completely pure to yourself, because you have allied to decision instead of choice. Rather than saying, here's point A, B, C, D, E, F, which one do I choose? Well, that again represents a state of randomness. That's not going to get you anywhere. When you start forming relationship, harmony with the self, listening to your body, listening to your heart, it tells you, just go forward, then turn right, and you'll go into a powerful experience that will help you to understand more about yourself. Trust that decision, stop debating it, and start walking that direction and seeing exactly what unfolds.
Steve is in Seattle listening to Adranus on January 3rd, 2019. Patrick talks to us often about that we are soul, we do not have a soul, and the idea that soul creates the body on One Radio Network. He does these different shows. I wonder, Adranus, how do I know the difference between who I am as soul and who I am as the ego? Good question.
Everything that you have termed therefore exists. If it was not meant to exist, you would not have a term for it. So everything that you put a term for, whether it be soul, whether it be mind, whether it be spirit, whether it be essence, it all exists. It doesn't matter if you feel it doesn't. So as long as you have a term for it, the term exists. Now, really, when we're looking at the aspect of the soul is indeed an impermanent thing. It is indeed a technology. It is the idea of condensed consciousness that functions together within this universe that, in that sense, manages the aspect of incarnation. And therefore, you have what's known as an oversoul. And an oversoul in that way represents a beehive. It is the idea of the collective of many different lifetimes all together, like a honeycomb, where you're seeing all of these different lifetimes together through these cells existing within the oversoul. The oversoul would be what you would know as the parent soul. And the parent soul spawns the children's souls, and they therefore go to other dimensions, other realities, other planets, incarnate in this way. And everything that they experience through the aspect of what you term as memory returns back to the oversoul like a database. And so therefore the oversoul is capturing all of this information as it relates to the experiences of lifetimes that therefore in that sense relay itself back instantaneously back to the source, so that God has a way of understanding itself.
Choicy, that's an interesting name, writes in, I have tried many religious practices, some spiritual practices over this lifetime. How can I meet the real, a perfect teacher? Is there such a thing?
There's no such thing other than the teacher of yourself. Stop thinking of techniques and practices to liberate you. That is a distraction. That's putting the cart before the horse. You don't need a teacher. You don't need the idea of some type of magic technique that's going to magically make you ascend. It doesn't work that way. It is substance before technique. So the more that you're putting your substance of feeling your heart, you will meet other guides, you will meet other people in that sense that are helping you along the way. But you're the greatest teacher. You need to learn how to speak your own language. Basically, in that sense, many of you come to this planet completely struck with amnesia, and you have absolutely no idea who you are. But the whole idea is that all of those effects are reversible when you start to work with yourself, when you start to understand who you are, when you start to speak your own language. So when you start to speak your own language, it's not about having to adopt techniques. This is mechanical thinking. You're thinking like a machine. Don't do that. That would be our recommendation, is start to work with your heart. Human beings, as we've stated, are gods in training. It's not about all of these mechanical processes. This is the whole idea, is that so many of you have been put in this trance state to feel that you need to act like robots. And that's what's holding you back. You're not robots. You're not machines. You are spirit. Spirit is pure essence. It is the feeling of pure love, pure compassion, pure creation. That's what you are. That's what you need to start tuning into. If you're thinking of spirituality in such a mechanical sense, you will get absolutely nowhere. And we're being very, very direct with this. The whole key here in that sense is being able to tap into your heart, to feel things, to feel out exactly who you feel you are by looking into all the things that you're not. So when you look at all the things that you're not, realize I'm not this. Now you're starting to transform your perspective. You're starting to bring your heart into it, because now you're eradicating all of the gunk out of your life, and all that remains is your pure and total essence of feeling. So it is the feelings that is going to allow you to evolve. It is not the idea of technical, robotic mechanics, of techniques, that if you only focus on that, that's what's going to advance you. Nonsense. That is not what's going to advance you. Your heart, your feelings, your substance of yourself will therefore attract appropriate methods that you can create, because the substance is leading the way, not the technique.
Adranas, as you probably know, in the beginning of 2019 here, planet Earth is going through an incredible time where lots of divisions politically, economically, socially, lots of programming going on with the media to program folks, and lots of challenges in the way of, you know, different chemicals, chemtrails, glyphosates, and those kinds of things. Is that part and parcel of this whole evolution that souls are going through?
Patrick, that's been happening for decades. You're only now just starting to become conscientious that this is actually happening. That's what's allowed chaos, in that sense, to reign supreme upon your planet right now, is because humans are becoming aware of many things that have been kept under your noses for many decades. And in that sense, even going back past this industrial time, even in earlier times, human beings were being meddled with as well, too, because as we've stated, you have given your quiet obedience to feel like somebody else needs to take care of you. This has been happening for as long as you've had emperors, kings, queens, and rulers.
Yeah, yeah.
You've had that, where you feel that you're a commoner because you don't deserve to live in a big, gigantic castle like the king or the queen does. You have to basically roll around in the dirt because you're a common person. So this has been happening for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. You're only now just starting to become much more aware about how the times have changed, because it really is just the same programming. It's just on a deeper technological, political, sociological level that you're noticing right now. And it's actually through much of the birth of your internet that has actually allowed much of this information to come out and therefore change the collective consciousness's direction as it relates to waking yourselves up, developing yourselves as spiritual beings, no longer choosing the aspects of these slave-based programs that you are now advancing past, and starting to take care of yourself and develop organic methods through substance to evolve yourselves into these higher beings of consciousness. That's where you're going. The aspect of chaos is all the product of change based upon yourselves waking up to this knowledge, so that you are therefore coming together and being able to change it.
So all of the souls listening now, myself included, of course, we've had many, many, many lifetimes of being programmed and being quiet obedience that we are just unaware of.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's the whole idea. It's been kept under your nose because, again, many of you have just been felt that, again, you're commoners, that you're peasants, and that you're not supposed to feel like you got to know all this stuff because you just have to roll around in the dirt and raise your children and feel like you're starving and suffering, etc. You have done this. It's all been based upon your quiet obedience because here's the thing. Human beings are very influential beings. They're very fragile. Which means that through programs like this, it's no more different than inducing yourself in a state of trance. That you're basically being induced in a state of trance to feel like you have no power, you have no value, let the government run your life, let the higher authorities run your life, because nothing of what you say matters. And you've bought into the trance-inducing programs, hook, line, and sinker. Now you're starting to break out of those programs. You're realizing that this whole reality has been a large control agenda. People have, in that sense, infiltrated the womb of the earth and started to create these artificial programs as a means of control, to forge empires, to see the world as a resource, to see humanity as a resource, to see all life upon this planet as a resource, to fuel a corporation. And so what you're looking to do is take down those infrastructures and bring the organic energy of the earth as a womb back into her natural state where you're cooperating as her children and not in the idea of a resource.
It appears that as more souls evolve on planet Earth, that the lower forces, if you will, you know, the people that would like to control and program and whatever have been around, they seem to be stepping up the game, their game as well. Is that the normal balance of yin and yang?
Because the whole idea is that these particular leaders, in that sense, were chosen by other beings. So the idea of your higher-ups, in that sense, are all part, in that sense, of an entourage that has actually, in that sense, made contact with other extraterrestrial beings that are very much in the alignment of dominance. You would understand these beings to be the Draco. And so the whole idea in that sense is that much of the oligarchs that you understand, your deep state in that sense, is all part of a higher up system that was created by beings that don't even exist on your planet. It is an extraterrestrial agenda that has come upon this planet in that sense, and that there have been appointed people upon your planet to what you would refer to as the bloodline families that have actually been the ones that they have felt to be the chosen ones of what they consider to be their god. And so the aspect of these extraterrestrial beings and beings existing in different dimensions are considered to be the gods that these beings feel that they have been chosen by to operate this empire to feel like they can have their time in the sun.
And then it could be said, I think it could be argued that they're playing their perfect role because without them,
of course,
we wouldn't have the dance that's going on.
That's right. This is all in a way helping yourselves to evolve so that you are, again, looking into everything that you're not so that you can evolve yourself into the person that you want to be. That's the whole idea of this entire operation. This operation is indeed a grand university. You come here to be a part of this particular system and you learn from the inside how to break it down. So that you can therefore live on an organic level. So again, they are showing you everything that you know you do not want to be, so that you can therefore make the decision to operate to the type of person that you wish to become because you've seen your darkness, and now you're catapulting yourself in the light because you've chosen not to follow the darkness anymore.
So it's fair to say part of their agenda is to trick souls into fighting them, which is a worthless endeavor.
Of course. Yeah. Yes, that's the whole idea, feel that you want to fight fire with fire,
right.
But that will get you nowhere. Their resources are too large for that to happen.
Here's an email from Rich. He's on the East Coast for Adranus. What could be a solution regarding like glyphosates and parasites and chemtrails and EMFs, the things that we're challenged with on planet Earth?
Well, much of it in that sense is being able to surround yourself with as much nature as possible. So in that sense, bringing as much nature or nature-based frequencies into your space and into yourselves as much as you can. Because the more that you're actually bringing the healing power of nature on into yourselves, the more that your body actually boosts as it relates to immune system, as it relates to neurofunction, as it relates to all the appropriate processes that are therefore piggybacking off these frequencies relating to earth natural vibrational resonance. So the more that you're putting plants into your space, the more that you're utilizing crystals, the more that you're meditating in nature, the more that you're walking in nature in that way, this is, again, the common remedy. Now, many of you are, again, inventing technologically the aspect of minerals, of nutrients, of vitamins, and again, other particular forms of organic material that you can utilize to bring about in a healthier level. But the whole idea in that sense is that everything you've really just talked about is frequency, is the aspect of, in that sense, vibrational bombardment. And again, that's what these chemicals and that's what all of these particular forms of artificial means are doing, is they all resonate on a specific frequency. When you actually create a space within yourself and within your environment that mimics the idea of nature's frequencies and nature's health, that is the idea of the remedy to these effects.
It appears that our state of consciousness is what our body is, what our body represents. So it seems to me that we can change our state of consciousness and protect ourselves from all of this stuff, the idea of epigenetics and all the rest of it.
Of course, that's the whole idea. You're learning about these things, again, as we stated, that has been around your planet for quite some time. And now you're learning how to, in that sense, move past, transcend that idea, so you're not being affected by the ill effects. But it's also the idea of educating and informing people as well, too. It's educating people about chemtrails. Yeah. It's talking to people in large groups. And the more that all of you come together to take a stand against these things and saying, we are no longer wanting to have chemtrails in our sky, and now you have millions of yourselves that are making that noise, they're going to stop. Because the overwhelming power of your emotions to stop that particular type of thing is no longer going to be a viable aspect in you experiencing this in your reality. Because you're choosing through the aspect of informed information that you're now starting to take this together and saying, whoever is responsible, you're going to stop, because we will come by the millions and the many, many millions if we have to until this all stops. The more that you come together as united people, all of this will change, and very, very quickly.
We're talking with Adranas from Sirius. A few more minutes, we'll keep him here. January 3rd, 2019, if you want to get involved with an email, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Steve writes in for Adranas, a healthy functioning brain is key in order to expand and evolve our consciousness with other lives in the universe, but many struggle with dementia, schizophrenia, and other neurological impairments. Can Adranas suggest practical strategies that may have been overlooked to resolve these conditions?
It's not just a healthy functioning brain. It's a healthy functioning body. Yeah. It's a healthy functioning bodies. So again, you're not just looking at the brain. Many of you feel that the brain is your, in that sense, corporeal aspect of what you feel, that this must be it and this is the epicenter. No, it's not. You have three brains inside the body. First brain is actually located inside your intestines. Second brain is located inside your heart. Third brain is inside your head. Those are three brains. But your entire body is important. If all of you do is focusing on a brain, then all you'd be as a body is a floating brain in the sky. That's not what you are. You're an entire unit. So as we have already stated to you, the more that you're bringing in more of the natural frequencies, organic frequencies into your life by mimicking nature, working with nature, eating what nature herself provides to you, that's what's allowing the aspect of complete and total decalcification. Whether you have plaque within yourself, whether you have all of these particular forms of toxins and debris, nature has invented all of these particular forms of nutritious food for yourself and nutritious acts of components that you can therefore blend, that your science has already discovered, to place this within your body. All right, so again, your own fruits and your own vegetables, once they are organically grown and you're harvesting them fresh from the earth, is one of the best remedies you can actually have. You're eating healthy vegetables, you're eating healthy fruits, you're eating all of this appropriate food grown completely from the earth that's not being tampered with in any particular way, and that's the very healing that your body requires. All of the nutrition within those vegetables, within those fruits, have everything that's necessary to completely reset your body. The idea in that sense of not overeating so much is also a very important case. In fact, we would really suggest that you just have two meals per day, one in the early morning and one close to the evening, a couple of hours before you go to bed. And that's all you really need to do. You could also look into the idea of what you would know in that sense as particular types of fasting or intermittent fasting in that particular way. That too is also appropriate, but less eating in that way, less proportions. Again, making sure that you're doing what you feel you can to have you are able to collect that is not being tampered with. So what we would suggest is having access to gardens, having your own garden, growing your own food, going to your farmers markets in that sense, having organic produce there as well. So what you're doing is having as much of the raw material relating to fruits and vegetables, that which is grown from your earth, appropriately putting that into your body. That again is working with the natural rhythm, the natural vibration of your nature. Again, putting plants within your space, meditating, working with crystals, creating things like you know as organite. This too works as well. It's bringing life force into your space. The more life force that you're bringing into your body, the more that your entire body becomes transformed. Don't just focus on the brain. You want to focus on all of you.
Is it fair to say, though, and the brain too in the head would be more hardware, more of the hardware, and the mind
yes.
more software, and we can change the brain by changing our state of consciousness.
Correct. You got it. The whole idea is that your entire body is the hardware component. It is the interface that you have come forward with to understand this reality, to experience reality in this way. The way that you see, smell, taste, touch, and hear are, again, are part of hardware integrated components into this unit. Therefore, the idea of software comes from your own feelings, comes from your own emotions. So the aspect of your essence itself is therefore giving you updates. So you're going through these updates all together as a means of being able to progress yourself, transform yourself, uplift yourself. Therefore, as you go through upliftment, the hardware changes appropriately in the appropriate state of health to advance you further through the software that you're continuing to create, which is non-localized. So therefore, you are becoming non-local intelligence.
We go back to the 70s and we, in the hippie days, Adranus, we would talk about creating our own reality. But isn't it true that all souls today, this moment, are creating their own reality?
Every one of you is, yes, because you all share unique vantage points, as we've talked about earlier. You're all on different platforms. You're all looking at the earth in different ways. Therefore, the whole idea is that to create reality is to have perspective, is to have a vantage point. Therefore, your vantage point and how you see reality unfolding and how you therefore interact with reality is therefore how you're creating it. Perspective, vantage point, the aspect of you interacting with that nature is the idea of creating your reality. Yes, because reality itself as physical material already exists. It's like that. It's instantaneous. Everything's available in your universe. You already have that here and now. You don't need to recreate material. You're looking at vantage point. Your perceptual understanding and interaction is the nature about how you are, in that sense, creating your reality based upon your decisions that you make.
Here's an email from Leslie. The pineal gland has been talked about on Patrick's show. Some people say calcification and all of this. If soul is other than physical, the pineal gland being physical, why would it even affect or does it affect our spiritual growth?
Because it is a portal. It is a gateway. It is, in that sense, a stargate. It's a technology that exists within yourself to connect into these higher dimensional realms. So it is an organic technology as an anchor point that's helping you to connect with this. Because you're operating within a body, this is a vessel. This is the idea, and here's the nature. Many of you, again, that are upon this planet that operate in these bodies, is that you're all part of a collective system, an organic collective system. And what basically happened with the universe in many ages past, in that sense, that goes far beyond human time upon this planet, is that originally the universe existed in higher dimensions. And these higher dimensions, in that sense, really did not have form to which you would understand. And the beings that came into this universe, in that sense, there was a female universe originally. A male universe entered later on and introduced to you, in that sense, the male chromosome. And so the whole idea is that two universes came together. They merged. And so the whole idea of these two universes that came together, other souls would occupy this collective universe that was bonded together through the masculine and feminine. However, here's the thing. This universe is a slight bit more feminine than masculine. And what that means is that this universe is slightly biased towards love more than it is towards, in that sense, a balanced equation. So you could look at it as 50.1% of the universe collectively is a little bit more biased towards love, because part of it is a little bit more feminine than masculine. So therefore, all these souls would occupy these dimensions, these higher dimensions. But the whole idea is that there was really no connectivity. There was no order to allowing this universe to continue to prosper. And so the idea was to create lower densities to come into these physical planes so that beings could incarnate into physical matter, into physical bodies, and interact in this particular way so that there could be some particular type of unification, some type of order that was being established because of its solidity. As these particular forms of beings matured within the physical reality, this is like a kundalini effect. So it therefore helps to move you up the dimensions as you come together into natural order. So the lower densities were actually here to create order within the universe and encourage the state of unification between the souls that occupy these realities. That's why lower density was created. It's the base chakra, as you would say, of your reality. Then, of course, moving up into the navel chakra, the solar plexus chakra, the heart, the throat, the third eye, the crown, all of these particular aspects of chakra centers, you would say, correlate to the appropriate densities, dimensions that exist within this reality, where you're starting from the bottom up, and that is helping to purify and complete this universe, so another universe can be spawned through that completion.
John writes in for Adranus, does Adranus have any ideas to help promote people out of addictions, like eating, drinking, excessive cell phone usage, excessive hoarding of resources, etc.?
Well, the whole idea is that this is all part of a phase. They're going through that because they're attempting to compensate the idea of not being able to understand who they are. They feel that they are so depressed, that they are so overwhelmed by heavy emotions, that they feel that they need to compensate that and fill the void by, in that sense, yes, obsessive cell phone usage, obsessive eating, in that sense, all of these particular forms of distractions to try and fulfill a bottomless pit. So really what we would suggest to all of you, offer compassion. Let them know they're valued. Let them know in that sense that what they are able to share is important. When a person feels valued and they feel like they have something that they can share and it's well received, they'll stop these addictions. Because in that sense, they are in that realization that what they say now is actually getting attention. Because many of these particular people are crying out for attention and they don't feel like they're getting the attention. They feel like they have no value whatsoever. And so they'll go into these deeper states to where they feel like they have to consume and consume and consume and overuse and overuse and overuse because they don't feel valuable. They don't feel that they are being accepted. There are three traumas within man: rejection, abandonment, abuse. That's it. Every particular form of heavy emotion, as you say, is basically linked back to those three traumas. Those three traumas are linked back to one thing: lack. So therefore, everything that represents lack in that sense is what's going to create these particular types of behaviors. So the more that you're actually working on the opposite, rather than rejection, they're being accepted. Rather than abandonment, they're feeling together. Rather than abuse, they're going through healing. So the more that you're able to start working together in that front, the more that this is assisting people, that they will naturally drop away the addictions. You can't force them out of the addictions. They have to choose no longer to have them because now they're seeing value through themselves.
Adranus, why on God's green earth would we as souls create these bodies where emotions and thoughts are actually in the body at the moment that we are experiencing them? It seems like a kind of a little trickster there.
Well, the whole idea of the emotions within the body in that sense is that this is all part of the reactions about how your body operates. Your body in that sense is an emotionally conductive device. So in that sense, it is a conductor for the aspect of emotions and for the aspect of feelings, and therefore being a thought transmitter as well too. You're walking antennas. That's how you're created. And you're created in that way because everything that represents this body is the appropriate vessel that is needed energetically to allow yourselves to come together, unite, and evolve, as well as work to create within your own space to express yourselves in this way of understanding the physical nature that each of you hold together as prosperous beings. So really, when you look into the idea of working with the body fully, you're seeing great prosperity, and many of you haven't even got to that point yet. Really, basically, we would say that at most, many of you are operating commonly at about 5% your own body's potential.
5%?
Yes.
Well, Adranus?
On average.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us. It's always enlightening. And we appreciate you being here with us. And if you would return us to Brad, we'll kind of wrap this up and give him a plug for his work, too.
We thank you very much for this interaction. We will now return to the conduits. We'll speak to you again, as now is forever. All is one, and love is essence. Goodbye for now.
May the blessings be. January 3rd, 2019, with Brad Johnson. Well, Mr. Brad, that was fun. Thanks a lot.
It was. It really was. Thank you so much, Patrick, for having me on. And thanks, everybody, for your questions as well. So that's a conversation with Adranus. So again, you can do private sessions on my website as well, too. So I'm basically doing them part-time. I'm working on the Awoken TV right now as well, too.
That's great.
But Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I do my sessions. So I am still available for that.
Okay, so that's NewEarthTeachings.com. NewEarthTeachings.
Yeah, New Earth Teachings, yeah, NEWEARTHTEACHINGS.com.
NewEarthTeachings.com. So you got a busy year ahead. Awoken TV, is that the name of it? Awoken TV?
Awoken TV, yep, absolutely. Okay. That's, again, is the kind of spiritual Netflix that's in development right now.
That's great.
So we're going to be looking for lots of teachers online, and it's actually, there's a good revenue share with Netflix as well, too. Oh, sorry, with Netflix, with Awoken TV as well, because we're basically offering 50% of our net profit that we get through memberships to go back to our teachers. So the teachers are really going to have some great receptivity, great audience, and of course they're going to get paid for it. The more that we all just work together and bring as many people onto this platform as well. This is going to be launching in March. I just finished, I'm just still continuing an Indiegogo campaign, but we've reached our goal. But again, you can find out more about that. You can add me on Facebook as well, too. You can go to facebook.com/awokenTV, and you can also go to facebook.com/NewEarthTeachings. I have, again, the Facebook page for that. And again, NewEarthTeachings.com is the hub for both of those.
And Brad, you're spelling that AWOKENTV.com?
Not .com, just Facebook.com/AwokenTV. Oh. The website will be built in March.
Oh, cool.
So we're just using our Facebook page right now as our website.
Cool. Well, Brad, you're a nice fellow. We appreciate your ongoing work. And thanks for being here when we call upon you. And let us know if we can help in any way.
Great. I appreciate it.
Good stuff. Yeah, good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's Brad Johnson and another session with Adranus that we do from time to time. Hope you enjoy that. I sure did. Just want to give a little plug to a friend of mine, Fraser Bailey, who has sold his documentary to Netflix. And it's the one about root canals, of all things, but it's very entertaining. And I was a research consultant on the documentary, but you can go on Netflix and stream it. It's called Root Cause. Root Cause. Very well done. Fraser's a good guy. He lives in Australia, and we communicate now and again, and hope to do some work with him in the future in the way of films, because he's a very creative guy. But I was able to help him a little bit and with the research and all of that. And so that was fun. It's called Root Cause. And so if you have folks in your family, friends that are not really up on the dental issues and some of the dangers and pitfalls of root canals, it's not a very fun subject, you wouldn't think, but the documentary is very, very well done. And so it's called Root Cause. It's on Netflix. You can stream that puppy. And then pass that on to people that you know who are not up on the dental arena like we are here at One Radio Network. And really help them to improve their health, because in our experience, you get rid of these root canals and boy, things really start to happen. They're very, very dangerous, as we've done mountains of shows on them. You can go to oneradionetwork.com, click on the all shows and the sections on dental healing, and you'll see all kinds of different shows, and you can learn about heavy metals in the mouth, cavitations, root canals, and how devastating they can be for your health. And you really want to get these guys out. And please, I can't give medical advice, and I don't, and not a dentist, but before you allow anyone to give you a root canal, please do your research, and I think you just may find that you not want to do that. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Open Phone Friday. We're going to have some fun. Appreciate your ongoing support. And remember that I love you all very much. And may the blessings be.
From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.